Hello everyone. In this presentation, we address the open problem of sharing accelerator devices on multi-tenant environments. More specifically, we implement machine learning inference acceleration on Kubernetes using Kata containers running inside Firecracker VMs. Before we get there, let's see the current approaches of accelerators in virtual environments. So the first approach is called hardware partitioning, and it offers the ability to partition the physical device and pass through fragments of isolated resources to the sandbox application. Although this approach can increase resource efficiency compared to traditional full device pass-through, there is still the problem of supporting different types of accelerators as it remains vendor or device specific. Another approach is to intercept API calls to vendor libraries in order to allow the use of remote hardware accelerators, which means on the one hand that this is still kind of vendor specific, and on the other hand that it can lead to significant overhead due to network latency, which at the end makes it a non-fit for infrastructures where low latency is of importance, like serverless platforms. And then there is also the split driver model, where the downside is that the user needs to program the hardware directly using the vendor library. And this raises concerns about the portability of an application that could be a problem, especially in environments with multiple and different accelerator devices. Another concern here is that with the paravirtual driver solution, the virtual machine runs the whole vendor library in order to schedule a task in the accelerator. And then the host is kind of doing the same job using the same runtime and his own scheduler. So we can say that we have something like software stack duplication here, and that could be avoided, as we will show in the next slide, where we introduce VXL. VXL is a universal acceleration framework that exposes generic functions to users and supports multiple acceleration backends, while keeping those four design goals of simplicity, performance, portability, and virtualization support. We can see here a quick overview of VXL architecture. The core component, the runtime system, is responsible for matching the user functions with the desired acceleration frameworks, as shown in the figure on the right. So the flow here is that a user application can call the user-facing APIs, some function prototypes that at the end are intercepted by the VXL runtime and are offloaded to the desired backend. The backend acts like a hardware abstraction layer and can be either a low-level API like OpenCL or a high-level framework like TensorFlow or even a user-facing API like Jetson Inference. And in the more interesting case of multi-tenant environments where our workloads need to be isolated inside virtual machines, the abstraction layer can be a transport layer like VirtIO. So VXL VirtIO is used to offload the function from the VM back to one of the acceleration frameworks on the host. In the current proof of concept, the VirtIO Accel mechanism can be used with QEMUK VM guests and AWS Firecracker virtual machines. The core component is written in C, but it also offers some bindings for Rust. What it is important to keep in mind here for the rest of our presentation is that at the end, the VXL guest is performing IOCTL calls to a VirtIO device, and those calls are trapped by the kernel VirtIO Accel module, which leads to a trap in the virtual machine monitor. And then this trap is handled by the VirtIO Accel backend, which in the case of the QEMU is written in C, and in the case of Firecracker is written in Rust. And then this VirtIO backend is linked to the VXL runtime of the host, which invokes one of those four acceleration frameworks. So we saw